Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Jollis & Associates, author of so many books I can't see over the top. Why People Don't Believe You. That's the title of, I think that's the new book, Building Credibility from the Inside Out, and the Way of the Road Warrior. That's another great one. Mental Agility, and on. He's our good friend. And by the way, Rob has forgotten more about how to sell professionally than most people will ever know. Rob, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be here, and thanks for starting me up with some Leonard Skinner in the morning.
There you go.
That's a nice beginning.
Always got to have some Skinner. Hey, Rob. You've been around a long time. You've been around almost as long as I have. You've been to town twice. I've been to town three times. What things really, in terms of sales, did you ever think the some elements of the selling process would be turned on its ear the way it has in the last 4 months? The way we find people, the way we connect with them, how we get to them, how do we get face to face with them? That's really been turned upside down in the last 3-4 months, hasn't it?
It has, and yet I got to tell you something. The more we study it, the more I think it hasn't been turned quite as much as people think. You know, when I start presentations now, and I'm doing obviously a ton of webinars, I start with my sports coat on, and I look at the screen. I tell people, you know, normally when I'm doing a live program, I come in with a sports coat, and then I take the sports coat off. And then I'm usually standing, which I'm doing. So obviously there's some adjustments, but we don't have to overthink this thing. Get dressed, put on your shirt and tie or sports coat or open collar, whatever you want, and bring it strong to the mic and the camera.
Right. So I agree 100%. And of course, what we're talking about, you know, what I was saying had nothing to do with the fundamentals. When it brow breaks down, regardless of whether you're on a screen or you're in person or email or whatever, the fundamentals don't change. As you may know, Rob, I say that there's old school and there's new school, but fundamentals are the school and they don't change. And I don't care what generation you're talking about. So that's one thing to remember. But I like what you're saying. And this is something I think is important for you. I'd like for you to dwell on a little bit. And that is that now that we're sort of accepting that we're going to be doing more remote business, more virtual business, we have to step up our professional game. It's no longer, you don't need to be making a sales call with your dog in your lap and a baseball cap on, right?
Right. You know, the thing is, and you're putting it well, Jim, what we have to do is we just have to fine tune. We have to adjust. Believe it or not, I'm getting contacted and working for a number of schools right now. I'm not teaching the chemistry teacher chemistry, and I'm not teaching the math teacher math. What I'm teaching them is they're losing those students because they don't know how to sustain interest. Mm-hmm. They gain it, but they lose it. And that's, I think, in response to your first question, I think in selling, in how we're communicating, we've got to work harder at holding the client. When they're face-to-face, it would be awfully rude to, in the middle of a sentence, to pull out their smartphone and start looking at email. But when we're talking to them virtually, all of a sudden you'll just see those eyes drift, and they're opening up emails, they're addressing certain things, and that's where we're going to have to focus. We've got to not just hook them, we got to hold them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got too many distractions that they can get away with, can't they? Exactly. Well, how do you do that?
Yes,
that's a tall order. How do you do that?
Well, that's why I'm on the show today. Absolutely, I'm going to be happy to answer that, and I'm going to start by telling you that I've got a piece coming out on Friday, just in terms of the hook 'em and hold 'em, on the great late Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. There was a guy who broke a lot of English teachers' hearts because he would just launch into a story and you barely knew where he was going. But he would hook you and he would hold you. And Jimmy would do it. If you look at his process, there was a process. We can't, nobody's going to imitate Paul Harvey's staccato. And and folks, if you don't know who Paul Harvey is, just YouTube.
You got to go do. You got to do that. Young people, go do that. He was a genius.
Please, he was a genius. About 30,000 rest of the stories he could launch through those stories. So he had an unusual delivery. But you know, he also used pauses very effectively.
Hold on to that thought. That we're gonna pause for a minute, folks. Yeah. They don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. We're gonna pause for a minute, and when we come back, we're gonna let Rob talk some more about that. One of the things I loved is how Paul Harvey said vegetables. He calls them vegetables. That was pretty funny. 22, right back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.